Welcome to you all. Sometimes people say that we can worship God out in the beauty of nature on a walk, and of course we can. But sometimes it's good to be able to gather together for worship. And while that's still limited in so many ways, we can get the best of both worlds in our video worship. It's Lough Sunert behind me, and as we gather the communities of Ardnamurchan, Acharachol, Morvern, Argour and Strontian, we do, in a sense, come together, although we are apart. Let us worship God on this last Sunday before we are into Advent. It's Christ the King Sunday today. Let us worship God.
The hymn, "Crown Him with Many Crowns, the Lamb Upon His Throne."
Lord, we come before you today to worship you with gladness. We are joyful to be in your presence. We enter here with thanksgiving and praise. You who are Lord, who reigns over heaven and earth, may we know your presence here with us, alongside us. We offer you today our worship and whatever service we can in the week ahead. Thank you, Lord, that you choose to make your dwelling among us. May we dwell, stay, remain with you. Forgive us, Lord, when we forget our worship is not confined to this time, but is in every minute of every day. We serve you in all things, in our everyday lives. Help us to create community, to care for each other, to serve others and to be served. May we see your face before us in each person we encounter, those in need and those we need. Lord, we sometimes wonder, what do you look like? You look like the homeless person we pass in the street. You look like the beggar who sits on the bridge. You look like the neighbour who never misses a trick. You look like the person staring back at us out of the mirror. Give us courage to be vulnerable, knowing that we risk our vulnerability with others as you risked your vulnerability with us. May we always be willing to share what we have and to ask for what we need. Lord, you are our King. Your kingdom is seen through us. Reign over us and in us and transform our daily living. May we find the strength to serve you and to be served. And in doing so, be your people, citizens of your kingdom, Lord. We ask this in the name of Jesus and in the power of the Spirit, forever. Amen.
Matthew chapter 25 from verse 36. The sheep and the goats. When he finally arrives, blazing in beauty and all his angels with him, the Son of Man will take his place on his glorious throne. Then all the nations will be arranged before him, and he will sort the people out, much as a shepherd sorts out sheep and goats, putting sheep to his right and goats to his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Enter, you who are blessed by my Father. Take what's coming to you in this kingdom. It's been ready for you since the world's foundation, and here's why. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was homeless and you gave me a room. I was shivering and you gave me clothes. I was sick and you stopped to visit. I was in prison and you came to me." Then those sheep are going to say, "Master, what are you talking about? When did we ever see you hungry and feed you, thirsty and give you a drink? And when did we ever see you sick or in prison and come to you?" Then the king will say, "I'm telling the solemn truth. Whenever you did one of these things to someone overlooked or ignored, that was me. You did it to me." Then he will turn to the goats, the ones on his left, and say, "Get out, worthless goats. You're good for nothing but the fires of hell." And why? "Because I was hungry and you gave me no meal. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was homeless and you gave me no bed. I was shivering and you gave me no clothes, sick and in prison, and you never visited." Then those goats are going to say, "Master, what are you talking about? When did we ever see you hungry or thirsty or homeless or shivering or sick or in prison and didn't help?" He will answer them, "I'm telling the solemn truth. Whenever you failed to do one of these things to someone who was being overlooked or ignored, that was me. You failed to do it to me." Then those goats will be herded to their eternal doom, but the sheep to their eternal reward.
Here we are at the end of another year. Yes, we are at the end of the church year. And next week we begin that Advent journey, a journey of joyful anticipation and expectation as we journey towards the incarnation, the birth of Christ the King as a babe in a manger. What might it mean to celebrate Christ the King Sunday? We celebrate the reign of our Lord Jesus, a reign of kingdom values, of love and justice and peace, set against the worldly empire ways where there can be violence and intolerance and hatred. This Sunday, this last Sunday before Advent, is sometimes called Stir Up Sunday. There's the tradition that the Sunday before Advent was the time to prepare all the ingredients for the Christmas pudding and to stir them up. There's also a traditional prayer often used on this Sunday with its words, "Stir us up, O Lord, we beseech thee." I wonder if we need a bit of a stirring up in the church in the midst of these difficult times. And I'm thinking not only of our COVID situation, but the difficult times we knew we were facing before COVID hit us, as we address decline and crisis and maybe even chaos within the church. Our parable today asks a question. It asks us, what have you done? What have you done that caused Christ the King to say, "Well done, that little thing you did for me"? It's the parable of the sheep and the goats. How can a shepherd tell them apart? Well, apparently goats' ears flop down and sheep's ears point up. But it may not have always been that way, and there is some archaeological evidence to suggest that in Jesus' time, the similarity or the difference between the beasts might not have been as we imagine. It's a difficult parable. They all are, aren't they? And one of the difficulties in this story is this, that when those likened to the sheep who have done the good things, when Jesus says to them, "Well done, the least little thing you did for me," and those who are deemed to be righteous, good, loving, kind, serving the kingdom ways, say, "What? When did we help you, Jesus?" They hadn't seen it as an intentional outworking of keeping in with God. And maybe as soon as we realise that we acted in a way to please God, then we negate the effect of what we've done. Today, rather than asking you, what have you done to cause Christ to say to you, "Well done," rather than go down that route, let me put it the other way round and say to you, "Well done, for you have been doing the little things that Christ has noticed, and you have been serving Christ the King in the little actions, the little things that I know you have been doing. The phone calls, the going the extra mile, helping a neighbour, picking up a prescription, doing a wee bit of shopping for someone else. Serving Christ the King does place great demands and expectations upon us. It's a serious business, and yet sometimes our most effective, our most loving may be when we simply be, when we are the people that God has made us to be, not pondering why, not counting the cost, not looking to any reward. It's then that we're sheep-like. And you know, sometimes I'm a bit goat-like. Sometimes you are a wee bit goat-like. We all can be when we fail to grasp the opportunity to do the loving and kind thing. And that's okay. It's okay, particularly in these COVID-limiting times. We need to be easy on ourselves.
And maybe when we are easy on ourselves, it's then that more naturally comes the loving and the serving others. Not a forced must-do to keep in with God, must-do to notch up a few more points, but loving and living out our part in God's covenant with all the world, a covenant, a promise of peace and love and justice. Remember how the parable began. All the nations will be gathered together, and as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, the nations of the world will be put to the left or the right. Our aligning with the values of Christ the King usher in the kingdom of God. The little things that I can do, that you can do, and you, and you, make a difference. The little things matter, and Christ the King says, well done, you did that for me. And that, when all those little things are added up, that is good news. Good news for all the nations. Amen. And may God bless us in these words, in our reflection upon them, and in all the little things that we can do to make a difference. Amen.
This prayer was written by Bridget Cameron of Brainalt at Ardnamurchan Parish Church. Let us pray. Creator God, you made this beautiful world we live in. We marvel at the changing seasons, saying, how great thou art. Help us to be good stewards and to be thoughtful and a good example in the way we use the resources of the earth. Lord, help us to pray with understanding as we remember the needs of others. Comfort all who are ill or sorrowing, those who are concerned for dear ones in these uncertain times of the pandemic. Uplift those who have difficult choices to make. May they know of your continuing love. Loving God, we think of those who hunger for food or justice, those who lack homes or human dignity. Help us to be generous with our means and our prayers to improve these situations. Remember your church in our communities as we worship in new ways. Be with the children and young people of the area as they too have new ways of learning. Help them to know of your caring love. We thank you for all who work in the caring profession, in hospitals, hospices and care homes. Grant them strength and peace as they deal with so many difficult situations. For those in government, grant them wisdom and good judgment in their decisions. Give your light to all the world and all people, that respect and tolerance will grow among them, and peace will encircle every nation. Hear our prayers as we believe that through our prayers you guide, heal and bless us. Through Jesus Christ, our Sovereign Lord. Amen.
We bring our offerings. We think of all our time, our talents, our abilities, the things that we bring to continue God's mission, Christ's ministry in the world today. And as we bring our offerings, we bring all our prayers and our praying together as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we bring our worship towards its close, may you know God's blessing from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with you and with all those you love and those you should love today, throughout this week, and always. Amen.